think of that when someone says hope is naive. And I have questions, not the kind you answer, though, the kind that ruins small talk, kind you fold up, put in your pocket, and hope no one asks for. Like, how does a child learn his name if everyone who spoke it is gone? And how does a father choose which son to bury when the ground cannot take them all? And what happens to a yell that never makes it past the ceiling? And if hope is naive, then tell me what else is left for the ones who keep breathing? My love, the heart is the last unoccupied country. Every revolution begins there. I asked a girl, what do you dream of? And she says, a chair that waits for me, even when I'm late. And if heaven is real, then to meet my friend at the gate. And I remember the stories we carry. A mother teaching her child a lullaby she knows will outlive her. And a boy who carries pieces of his sibling in a bag, saying, he is not heavy, he is my brother. So when they ask where heaven was, I'll say in the march of the people. Because far from here, a shore is burning. And far from here, men dig with their wedding rings. And far from here, the hospital is torn. And time is measured in how long blood stays warm. But you want numbers, though, huh? So... did you know that the human body holds about 5 liters of blood, and it takes only one to keep a child alive? And did you know bones break more easily after too many nights without sleep? And did you know that the tongue heals faster than skin, so even the body knows that we have to speak? And did you know that the heart beats 100,000 times a day without once asking for permission? I don't know how much more a body can hold before it forgets it was meant for living. And I think of that when someone says hope is naive. My love, we don't need bridges, gardens, or cities. We need hope, and hope that feels hungry. So when the bridge is taken, remember, the heart is the last unoccupied country.
Good afternoon, everybody. And that was Hanin's poem, a poem that I've played in the last year. This is the Shayonana Show with your host, Zain Al-Amin. And I'm just running through some of the best hits sort of last year. These are songs not necessarily released in 2025, but rather songs that I had played that fit with the stories of the day or the stories of the week in the last year of horror and terror and genocide. So this is Hanin. We were starting with Hanin's poem, and I also attended a meeting where people that are searching for answers how to basically fight back, how to resist, by discussing Star Wars Andor, which is, I think, one of the best segments or the one of the best installments of Star Wars. It was the most realistic in the sense that it duplicates revolutionary periods and the problems we have, not just against the enemy, but internally, when, for example, the left turns against itself. But this show ended with the recital of a manifesto that is called Nimick's Manifesto, and I played that at some point as the escalation in terms of the attacks by ICE and the on immigrants and such had grown, and people were resisting. So let's have a listen to Nimick's manifesto and set our intentions for the year.
There will be times when the struggle seems impossible. I know this already. Alone, unsure, dwarfed by the scale of the enemy. Remember this. Freedom is a pure idea. It occurs spontaneously and without instruction. Random acts of insurrection are occurring constantly throughout the galaxy. There are whole armies, battalions that have no idea that they've already enlisted in the cause. Remember that the frontier of the rebellion is everywhere, and even the smallest act of insurrection pushes our lines forward. And then remember this. The Imperial need for control is so desperate because it's so unnatural. Tyranny requires constant effort. It breaks. It leaks. Authority is brittle. Oppression is the mask of fear. Remember that. And know this. The day will come when all these skirmishes and battles, these moments of defiance, will have flooded the banks of the Empire's authority, and then there will be one too many. One single thing will break the siege. Remember this. Try.
That was Nimick's manifesto. And next, we're going to have a listen to All You Fascists Bound to Lose. I just wanted to say a word about that. This is a song that was, of course, written by the great Woody Guthrie, and it was t has been taken up in so many versions by so many artists in the past year, especially that, fascism had set in the United States and worldwide, really, thanks to the United States and the State of Israel. And the resistance to fascism was growing, and w along with it, the popularity of many Woody Guthrie songs, especially this one, All You Fascists Bound to Lose. This is now sung, there's many versions. This was taken up by a chorus that sang it in a sort of, this is the spiritual version of All You Fascists Bound to Lose. So let's have a listen to that. That was All You Fascists Bound to Lose. Next, I want to play a song that is tied with a big event and a big loss in the last year. We've had so many losses in the last 2 years with the genocide going on, of course, But this was, if you want to call it, a natural death of Ziyad Rahbani. For those of you who don't know who Ziyad Rahbani is, he's the son of Fairuz, the great Lebanese singer. And for those of you who don't know who Fairuz is, she is sort of the national singer of Lebanon. She is herself Lebanon. If you want to watch a great documentary about Fairuz, watch Everybody Loved You So Much by this Danish director who interviewed these opposing factions within the Lebanese Civil War that basically trashed each other. But when he mentioned the name of Fairuz, they would basically melt with love for the singer. So she's a Fairuz is sort of represents unity in the country, of Lebanon, in my home country, that has gathered Christian and Muslim and Druze under her umbrella. But the Ziyad Rahbani passed away in the past last year. He was the one that did the songs for wrote Fairuz songs that were more about, I should say, more political. And also, he wrote it in the Lebanese colloquial, which is more casual. It's everyday conversation. And he was a hero to most of us. He was a revolutionary. He was a self-identified communist in the best sense of communism. And he always sided with the most oppressed, and especially with us Southern Lebanese, even though he was from a different region and from a different religion, etc. But he always sided, of course, with the most oppressed, and sided with the Palestinians, of course, with the Palestinian cause. But he was very whimsical, and he was a very funny songwriter and playwright at that. Some of his plays are classics now, and are things that you put in the time capsule if you want to explain Lebanese history, especially periods of the Lebanese Civil War, where he was putting on plays that represented what the upheaval that was going on in the country. And he was the one that, when we heard that he's going to be interviewed on television and on Lebanese television, we would always watch, because we know that he's going to throw off the anchor, what I call a media mannequin, that's asking him some superficial questions. And he always does something, says something that throws him off and derails the whole interview, which we found great delight in. So when he passed away in this past year, one of the songs that was sung in his memory, it's one of his songs, Bela Wala Shi, which means without anything. So let's have a listen to Bela Wala Shi by Ziyad Rahman.
بلا ولا شي حبك بلا ولا شي ولا في بهالحب مصاري ولا ممكن في لي راق ولا ممكن في أراضي ولا في مجوهرات تعي نقعد بالفي مش لا حدا هالفي تحبيني وفكري شوي بلا ولا شي وحدك بلا ولا شي بلا كل أنواع تيابي بلا كل شي في تزيد بلا كل أصحاب أصحابي السؤال والمهضومين طلعنا عبر الفين مش لا حدا هالفين حبيني وفكر شوي بلا جوقت امك بيك ورموش وماسكارا بلا من نسوان تحيك بلا كل هالمسخرة طعن عرق الفين مش لا حدا هالفين حبيني وفكر شوي طعن عرق الفين مش لا حدا هالفين حبيني وفكر شوي بلا ولا شيء
That was Bella Wala Shi by Ziad Rahmani. And you might have noticed that his music is kind of features jazz a lot, so it fits with our station. And in the past, since the start of the show, which has been going on for probably 8 years now, at least, that we've been playing Ziad. We never miss a month without playing Ziad's music. And yeah, it's perfect. It's a perfect fusion of jazz and Arabic music and the colloquial Lebanese that we're familiar with. We're going to listen to a song that relates to it's titled Dollar, and it's by I Am Rose. It's a quite one of the most moving songs that I heard in the past year, and it addresses basically the dollars spent on killing people, on the murder, on genocide, we're continuing to see the dollars that are being spent to continue the genocide in Gaza, most recently, not just in Gaza, but the attacks that have happened in the past year. Just to recount some of these attacks by Israel, no nation has ever attacked that many countries in 1 year in the history of the world. We know that they attacked Gaza, they've been attacking the West Bank and using different methods, one through settlers to displace citizens, and one through out-and-out bombing and shooting and droning certain areas, and busting through people's homes in the middle of the night just to tell them, to let them know who's still in charge. And then there's, of course, the attack on Lebanon, over 1,000 attacks that have happened even after the so-called ceasefire that was agreed upon with Lebanon. And even though the Lebanese resistance has basically moved north of the Litani and disarmed south of the Litani, they're still bombing it. There's whole, because of the horrors of Gaza are so large and looming, that they we haven't we don't realize or we don't hear about whole villages that have been wiped out in South Lebanon. And these attacks continue as they bomb. Most recently, they bombed they hit a car, killing a Lebanese soldier and two others. But there is no accountability whatsoever. The United States government, the Australian government, the of course, England, the British government, the Italian government, despite how their people what their people feel about the genocide, and they do oppose it by majorities, they're still continuing to feed this war and to support it. And most recently, and tying bringing us to the song Dollar, the Pentagon has announced an $8.6 billion dollar Boeing contract for F-15 fighter jets for Israel. So with that intro, let's listen to I Am Rose singing Dollar. That was I Am Rose with Dollar. The next we're gonna hear a favorite of the city and of many listeners, Jill Scott. And in this, she does her own version of the national anthem. So let's listen to Jill Scott's rendition of the national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the blood in the streets that this place doesn't smile on you, colored child? Whose blood built this land with sweat and their hands? But you'll die in this place, and your memory erased. Oh, say, does this truth hold? This is not the land of the free. But
just heard Jill Scott's rendition of the national anthem, and it's very fitting for the past year as we've lost so many rights and the thin gloss of democracy that we were pretending America has been really ripped apart and exposed. Another big story that happened in the past year, of course, and still happening, and again, it was eclipsed by other horrors. I don't know which poet said, "Oh, disaster, how did you find me among other disasters?" I think it might have been the great Al-Mutanabbi that said that. So, among the many disasters that found us is basically what was happening in Sudan with the United Arab Emirates arming the RSF to attack innocent people that are around mineral interests, specifically gold interest in Sudan. And the RSF is sort of a mercenary guerrilla force that was attacking villages and raping women to a degree that there were stories of women jumping into the river and drowning themselves because they knew that the RSF was approaching their village, and they knew that there is no escape from them. And that they will be raped and dishonored. So the Sudan actually, in terms of the starvation that was happening, it was on par of what was happening in Gaza with the intentional starvation of children and women and men. This story again is still ongoing. The attacks, the RSF is still expanding the reach, and if you look at a map where they're extending their sort of occupation of the land, it's all in gold country where there's rich minerals in a certain area. And that's a story we have to follow. We in the past year we've interviewed Sudanese activists that are doing incredible work, and of course this is led by women, Sudanese women, incredible work in Sudan to try to help the women and children in Sudan. And so with that, at the time when we were doing that interview, we revisited an old favorite band, not old, but somebody that we haven't played for a while, and that is Al Sahra and the Nubatones, which is a Sudanese group that is now, many of them, or maybe all of them, are living in Brooklyn, I believe now. And this is a sort of a greeting to Nubia. It's called Salam Nubia. So let's have a listen to Al Sahra and the Nubatones.
شفت الحبايب قاموا قالوا قاموا قالوا قالوا السلام أسياد الحضارة أسياد الطيبة أسياد الإيمان السلام
That was Alsara and Nubatone singing Salam Nubia. This is again a Sudanese band, and we'll be doing more stories on Sudan in the upcoming year, unfortunately, because the massacres, the attacks on the innocents are continuing there, and the starvation of the people is continuing. The next song, set of poems we're going to listen to is by the Palestinian poet Suher Hamad. And I believe she performed these poems at a TED Talk that she has done. She hasn't performed for a long time, since she had performed like on Off-Broadway for a running show. But also, of course, I would urge you to check her many books of poetry. She's an outstanding poet, and these are poems of war and peace that she basically wrote and recited many years ago, but they have gained another life because they are more relevant than ever today because of the genocide in Palestine. So let's listen to Suher Hamad reciting poems of war and peace.
What I will. I will not dance to your war drum. I will not lend my soul nor my bones to your war drum. I will not dance to that beating. I know that beat. It is lifeless. I know intimately that skin you are hitting. It was alive once, hunted, stolen, stretched. I will not dance to your drummed up war. I will not pop, spin, break for you. I will not hate for you or even hate you. I will not kill for you. Especially, I will not die for you. I will not mourn the dead with murder nor suicide. I will not side with you or dance to bombs because everyone is dancing. Everyone can be wrong. Life is a right, not collateral or casual. I will not forget where I come from. I will craft my own drum, gather my beloved near, and our chanting will be dancing, our humming will be drumming. I will not be played. I will not lend my name nor my rhythm to your beat. I will dance and resist, and dance and persist, and dance. This heartbeat is louder than death. Your war drum ain't louder than this breath. What's up, TED people? Let me hear you make some noise. A bunch of pacifists. Confused, aspiring pacifists. I understand. I've been wrong a lot lately. Like, a lot. So I couldn't figure out what to read today. I mean, I've been prepping. What that means is prepping my outfit, prepping options, trying to figure out what I'm coming behind and going in front of. Poetry does that. It preps you. It aims you. So I am going to read a poem that was chosen just now, but I'm going to need you to just sit for like 10 minutes and hold a woman who is not here. Hold her now. With you. You don't have to say her name out loud, you can just hold her. Are you holding her? This is Break Clustered. All Holy History Band. Unwritten books predicted the future, projected the past, but my head unwraps around what appears limitless, man's creative violence. Whose son shall it be? Which male child will perish a new day? Our boys' deaths galvanize. We cherish corpses. We mourn women complicated. Bitches get beat daily. Profits made, profits ignored. Worn tooth enamel, salted lemon childhoods. All colors run, none of us solid. Don't look for shadow behind me, I carry it within. I live cycles of light and darkness. Rhythm is half silence. I see now. I never was one and not the other. Sickness, health, tender, violence. I think now I never was pure. Before form, I was storm. Blind, ignorant, still am. Humanity contracted itself. Blind, malignant, I never was pure. Girl spoiled before ripened. Language can't math me. I experience exponentially. Everything is everything. One woman loses 15, maybe 20 members of her family. One woman loses 6. One woman loses her head. One woman searches rubble. One woman feeds on trash. One woman shoots her face. One woman shoots her husband. One woman straps herself. One woman gives birth to a baby. One woman gives birth to borders. One woman no longer believes love will ever find her. One woman never did. Where do refugee hearts go? Broken, dissed, placed where they're not from, don't want to be missed, faced with absence. We mourn each one, or we mean nothing at all. My spine curves spiral, precipice running to and running from human beings, cluster bombs left behind, de facto landmines, a smoldering grief, harvest, contaminated tobacco. Harvest bombs, harvest baby teeth, harvest palms, smoke, harvest witness, smoke, resolutions, smoke, salvation, smoke, redemption, smoke, breathe. Do not fear what has blown up. If you must, fear the unexploded. Thank you.
That was Suhair Hamad reciting several poems of war and peace that she did at a TED Talk many years ago. And of course, they're more relevant than ever. And her last warning, to fear what the unexploded is one of the best lines to end any poem. Next, we're going to hear a song of resistance, a song titled Unadikum. And this is a song that was made famous by the revolutionary singer Ahmad Kabur. And Unadikum means I call out to you, and it's a call basically to resistance. And of course, the call of resistance is no longer just in Palestine and in Lebanon and in Syria and in Yemen and in Iran and here in the United States when we're being attacked and to be stagnant right now and to be still while this brutality is happening is unacceptable, that we have to do something, we have to resist in any way we can within our capacity. So this is a fitting song for this past year, Unadikum by Ahmad Kabur.
أني عالكم وأقول أفديكم أناديكم أشد على أياديكم وأبوس الأرض تحت نعالكم وأقول أفديكم
وأهديكم ضياع عيني ودفء القلب أعطيكم
وأهديكم ضياع عيني ودفء القلب أعطيكم
فمأساتي التي أحيا نصيبي من مآسيكم
وأهديكم ضياع عيني ودفء القلب أعطيكم
فمأساتي التي أحيا نصيبي من مآسيكم
أناديكم أشد على أياديكم وأبوس الأرض تحت نعالكم وأقول أفديكم أناديكم أشد على أياديكم وأبوس الأرض تحت نعالكم وأقول أفديكم
أنا ما هنت في وطني ولا صغرت أكتافي
أنا ما هنت في وطني ولا صغرت أكتافي
وقفت بوجه ظلامي يتيما عاريا حافي
أنا ما هنت في وطني ولا صغرت أكتافي
وقفت بوجه ظلامي يتيما عاريا حافي
أناديكم أشد على أياديكم وأبوس الأرض تحت نعالكم وأقول أفديكم أناديكم أشد على أياديكم وأبوس الأرض تحت نعالكم وأقول أفديكم
حملت دمي على كفي وما نكست أعلامي
حملت دمي على كفي وما نكست أعلامي
وصنت العشب الأخضر فوق قبور أسلافي
حملت دمي على كفي وما نكست أعلامي
وصنت العشب الأخضر فوق قبور أسلافي
أناديكم أشد على أياديكم وأبوس الأرض تحت نعالكم وأقول أفديكم أناديكم أشد على أياديكم وأبوس الأرض تحت نعالكم وأقول أفديكم أناديكم أناديكم أناديكم
That was Unadikum by Ahmed Kabur. And we'll play out the show with another song of resistance by the Lebanese singer Julia Boutros, who sang this in 2006 with the after the attack by Israel and an attack that failed. And a war that was won by the Lebanese resistance, and Julia Boutros sang this song in to commemorate that moment. So let's listen to Julia Boutros as she honors the resistance. And we'll see you next week at 2 p.m. as we do every Wednesday on the Shai Unana show. This is Zain signing out.
هب الجنوب لكي يقاوم إن تاريخ الإباء غير نائم يكتب عن أرضنا أرض الملاحم هب مجدك بالمذلة والهزائم حينما هب الجنوب لكي
محبتك.